Blog Talk Radio.
Your girl Miss P, and we are on officially tonight on a Thursday. Can you believe it? Yes, this is the second time I, you know, went live on a Thursday, and after a 14-hour day at work, and then to come on and be live with you guys, you know, it's a trial. I must put that out there. But at the same time, I feel blessed and grateful for the chance and the opportunity to even have this platform, you know, to utilize, to embrace substance and to embrace creativity and to embrace all those that embrace me and the mission of the Intune show. So for all those that are tuning in right now, I just want to take the time to say thank you so much for being a part of something that's bigger than me, bigger than you, bigger than us all, you know. And when I say that to say that when we all come together as one to support another or to support each other in the things that we do, it's just so much bigger than just an individual way of thinking. It's like we're putting power in numbers by bridging that gap that we have, you know, between us, you know. So I just really wanted to just give love to all those that give love and just know that this is only the beginning and more to come. So on tonight's show, it's really, really interesting because, you know, I be on Facebook a lot and I just be, you know, throwing up topics or just throwing up questions and stuff, just trying to gauge my, you know, the listeners and gauge the supporters and the friends and the family and, you know, so on and so forth, and just try to pretty much get people's input on things that go through my mind and things like that. Because, again, they say, what's on your mind, you know, is that little box that sets you free, right? So, you know, I just, you know, this topic came across me about the evolution of a rapper. And basically tonight's show is just going to deal with, you know, how rap has changed over the years and the substance of rap nowadays, you know, how so many of the rappers are coming out and trying to keep up with the Joneses in reference to, like, hey, I got the car, the bling bling, the whatever, whatever. And how back then, you know, rap was rap and people were rapping about something and not, you know, something that was positive more or less than rapping about, like, you know, materialistic possessions and things of that nature. So basically, you know, on the show tonight, we're going to have the billionaire, we're going to have Young Preem, and we're going to have SV. So I'm excited to talk about these guys, you know, and excited to talk with them about this particular topic because it was billionaire's topic. So, you know, I had to book him immediately, and he has his, you know, boys with him, the movie makers, and we're just going to chop it up, and we're going to talk about a few things on the show tonight. So I'm really excited about this whole movement and stuff. But before we have him on, you know, in between and around time, I'm going to play some of his tracks and things of that nature and, you know, gauge your response on it. So if anybody want to call in and talk to them or voice your opinion about tonight's topic, the call number is 818-495-6975. And for those who are tuning in for the first time, my name is Miss P. It's a pleasure to meet all of you babies. And I look forward to, you know, mixing and mingling with anyone that's listening and tuning into the show tonight that's out there with a talent or creativity and they want to show, you know, broadcasting on the show. get in contact with me on my Facebook page under the Intune Show or under Miss P or Off the Page Magazine. So in the meantime, while we're waiting for, you know, the movie makers to give us a call, let's start off by playing some music so we can get a feel of what to expect from these guys, what they have to offer. So the first track that I'm going to start off with tonight, I'm going to start with Mo Philly, Mo Uptown, Young Preem. So let's play that, and I hope that I'm pronouncing your name right. So, you know, when you come on the show, you'll correct me, and I apologize if I am pronouncing it wrong. Miss P has an issue with things like that. But those who tune in definitely know how I get with names. So we'll get it all together, and we'll sort it all out when you call in. So, again, this is Mo Philly, Mo Uptown.
All I got is pain. That's all I put on these tracks. More Philly. More Uptown. I said life is so hard, I don't know where to look. Cloudy day, rainy day, sun make it go away. Got a lot of bills to pay, right. Where did I go astray? Got guns, got knives, gotta make it home. Got lyrics, got flow, gotta make a storm. All I got is my poems, all I got is tough times. Got me on my street grind, you'll be my gang sign. Uptown money getters, brick hard entertainment, movie making label. And I'm sick of these fables, sick of these fake cars, sick of these fake jewels, sick of these fake dudes. Real niggas in the field, real niggas spitting ill. And I'm trying not to kill, trying not to lose it. Can't afford water though, can't afford a sniff, yo. Love don't exist,
damn.
It costs money to piss. Go ahead, slit your wrist. Mind paying for your death. It costs money to carry you, it costs money to bury you, it costs to throw dirt on you. That's not even a half. It costs more to remember you. Good times, bad times, looking for that check grind, 00 comma. Riding with the drama, riding just that drama. Uptown bomber, raindrops like grenades. Window pane popping, politicians flogging. Mexico drug wars, the A-Rap get even scored. The mistress at your door, Juker Virtus is knocking. The pistol in the drawer, and it's job rejection full. More pain, more drama, more misery, more karma. More killing, more bickery, more lazy, less energy. So disenfranchised, so fucked up. So messed up, and I gotta pee in this cup.
Damn.
All I want is my daughter back.
Right.
Everyone wanna be quarterback. I'm trying to bring the slaughter back. Yeah, trying to bring the slaughter back. More Philly, more Uptown.
Yeah, so that was More Philly, More Uptown by Young Preem, and we're just waiting for them to call in. I know that Billionaire gave me his number, so if you guys are on the line, or actually by a computer and can definitely inbox me on the, in the chat room and let me know which number is yours to pick up for the interview, that would be awesome, because he gave me one number, so I don't currently know who's on the line right now. But until we get that all squared away and figured out, again, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight for today's topic to talk about the diversity and the change, basically, in music and rap and artists right now from, you know, back in the day versus today. And, you know, we have the movie makers on, and they're definitely going to be on talking about this topic, and I'm really, really interested to hear this because, you know, me personally, I'm not that savvy when it comes down to different things, you know, so this is just a definitely an interesting topic, so I'll get to learn today and get people's input about the topic today, so it will empower me and hopefully others. And if you guys want to call in to voice your opinion and everything about the topic, you can definitely call in at 818-495-6975 and press 1 to cue me to let me know that you have something that you want to say. In the meantime, in the round time, we have a few minutes before, you know, they'll be calling in. So let's play another song. This one isn't one of their songs, but we're going to mix it up a little bit, you know. We're going to play something different. This one is called It's Only Music, and this is by Rose. Enjoy.
I sip on that NA. Got these bitches sweating like they running in a relay. I just play my track and you gon' wanna hear a replay. Sugar coated diamonds in my watch, I call it candy. Flow stupid like I was Max Billy. And my money dirty like them hillbillies. That's words. Yeah, ask my Aunt Millie. They knew I was gon' be the kid like Billy. Free my nigga, yeah, that's Max Bigger Billy. Flow stay raw like Sex in the City. Oh, so stop me if you could. I've been spitting fire. Y'all niggas adding wood. My life is like a can. I'm so full of goods. Louis and Gucci store. Yeah, that's my hood. It's only right I should stay above you like a satellite. Used to wanna play ball, but I ain't have the height. But I feel like Jordan when I grab the mic. I'm a two leader, and you a half as bright. I get out of hand, I'm a prison fight. All I see is green, I live a money life. All I see is green, like Wiz Khalifa weed. Born to kill shit, I am Chuck E. Seed. Music is in my lungs, versus is what I breathe. Hard to believe that Rose is a human being. And if life's a bitch, I'ma make her my queen. And let my Jerry Springer then pass her off to Steve. I find this type of musing. I'm the one you hate, but my name you're using. Alarm clock is me. If you're snoozing, nigga, wake up. It's mother music.
Yeah, so that was Rose with Music. And currently, before that, we play Mostly More Uptown by Young Prone. So I think we have Billionaire on the line. Let's pick up. Billionaire, is that you?
Yeah.
Hey.
What's going on, Miss Faye? How are you?
Hey, what's going on? I'm doing good, sweetheart. How are you feeling tonight?
You already know. You already know. I'm sitting here listening to your show right now. You know? I've been listening to it all day. I know you got it on your page and everything like that, so I've been listening to all your other shows, you know what I mean, trying to get in the mix.
Right. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for, you know, taking the time. That's awesome
well,
of you to do.
Well, you already know. Got support. You know, you support us, we support you.
Aw, look, I'm over here blushing, but you just can't see me.
No doubt. But, you know, yeah, I mean, I got my team on the line with me, Young Preem and SV.
You're
all
on.
Oh, okay, so we're all on together.
We all on the phone.
Yeah.
Yay, because that was my concern. That was my concern. I was like, oh, God, how am I going to know who's who and what's what,
yeah.
You know? But definitely I'm glad that you guys have that all synchronized together. So how you guys doing tonight, SV and Young Prone?
Is it Young Preem?
Young Preem. Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. I'm retarded. That's why I only have three letters in my name. That's it. Easy, cut, dry, you know? So how you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Just happy to be here, you know?
Definitely, and I'm happy to have you guys on. I was looking forward to this all night. I mean, I just pulled 14 hours at work, and I was just like, this is happening. This is really happening tonight. I don't care what happened,
yeah.
But this is happening.
I know that's
right. The grind don't stop. The grind don't stop at all.
Definitely. So who wants to start? Because I'm totally excited. I wanted to kind of start off basically, you know, kind of just touching the topic a little bit and then going into, like, you know, individually everyone's, you know, how they got started and stuff of that nature. Since I have all three of you guys, I feel like a lucky lady tonight because it's me all by myself for all three of you. So I have everybody to myself, and I'm greedy, so I'm enjoying this. You have no idea. Like I said, you guys can see my face. Okay? Only if you can see my face. So today's
next time we're going to try to come through.
Oh, definitely. That would be so awesome. That would be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, so I know Billionaire, you know, you and I were talking previously, you know, about the topic at hand, about the changing and stuff like that. So you kind of want to, like, you know, take the ball into your court and kind of, like, reiterate everything that we were talking about.
Basically, I feel like, you know, hip-hop has changed a lot over the years. You know, I feel like, you know, everybody is so worried about the image that they're portraying in the game more than the actual music itself. Like, for instance, you know, we have people walking around with lipstick on, like men, walking around with lipstick and tights on and wearing, you know, women's earrings and everything like that. And that's supposed to be, like, so-called the swag movement or whatever like that, you know. And it's not even about all that. It's about what you're saying in your lyrics and how the music affects the audience and the fans and everything like that. And I feel like it's just getting blown way too out of proportion.
Right, definitely. And SV, what's your opinion on it?
I mean, I feel kind of like the same way. It's like, you know, in order for you to get noticed to come in the game, you have to slide in with a gimmick. It's like if you don't have a catchy hook or a dance, it's like you will never get noticed, you know. So I feel as though that as far as, you know, being a real MC and a real artist, as far as, you know, trying to get your lyrics out there for everybody to listen, people is not really caring. They're worried about a nice beat. They're worried about a catchy hook and something that you could dance to in the club. It's not real music anymore. I think it's kind of dead.
Right. In your opinion, Young?
How I feel about rap, I mean, I feel like right now, overall, it's like 100% garbage. I can't stand music right now. But that's what we're here for, to try to change that aspect. Like, I think the artist today is lazy. Every song on the radio sounds the same. So I blame the DJs. I blame the record labels, you know, the owners of those. And, I mean, it's just so forth and so forth. A lot of blame to go around, but music right now is not where it's at. And there's no passion. There's no feeling. It doesn't mean anything. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Right, definitely. And I can relate to you guys on that. And that's why I was kind of, like, gearing up for this topic, because this is the first time that I'm ever talking about, like, dissecting music, you know, ever on the show. So I'm definitely, like, with this whole conversation. But we have someone on the line calling from 215-843-1872, and they want to talk to us, guys. So let's see what they
What's
have
up?
To say.
Hi,
how are you? You're on the line with Miss P and, you know, SV and Young and Billionaire.
What's good with you? You know what it is. What's up, Miss P, first of all? It's your boy Oslo Magic. They know who it is.
Oh, hi, Oslo. How are you?
What's up, boys?
What up with you?
Going on? Hi. Ain't nothing. Y'all know what it is. I told you, you know I got your back, if anybody got your back.
Can you have my back, too? I feel left out.
I'm on your show, right? Ain't I on your show, Miss P?
You are, but, I mean, you didn't include me in that, so I feel
I
left out, although you're here.
You good. I tweeted your show. I followed your show. You good. Don't worry. You're a part
of
the movie.
Thank you so much. Oh, I'm excited. Thank you.
Let me talk about my young boys real quick.
Okay,
these young boys y'all talking to, SV, Young Preem, Billy O, hardest working young boys in hip hop. I'm telling you that right now. These young boys up 5-6 in the morning in the cold. You dig me? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Toes and fingers and all to get the mission up. You know, to get it done. That's what they do. They here to get it done. No more swag mission. No more lipsticks and candy. No more bubble gum and all. None of that. None of that. It's an uptown movement.
Nizzy Nah.
You feel me? Young Bread was just here in the booth. You feel me? This is what we're going to do. We're going to bring real hip-hop back. You feel me? OGs is holding y'all down. And it's nothing else to say. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, making movies, making moves, making music, making the beautiful women feel good like Miss P.
And that's
all it is. That's all that needs to be said. Keep doing your thing. You know I got your back. Team O and me, Uptown, Movie Makers,
right.
UMG.
Right.
It's a movement. Philly is here. It's not just Meek Mills, okay?
Right.
I'm here.
All right. Y'all keep doing what y'all do, man. I'm here. I'm listening. I'm tweeting. I'm going to put the Intune show on the map. And we're going to keep doing this, all right?
No, but tell me a little bit about you, because, you know, you just got me all open on you now. So, you know, I want to hear a little bit about what you do.
I go by the name of Mr. Magic. I'm Oslo Magic. I do it all. I do music, videos, everything. Everything. Tell them, guys, I do it all. I'm the man behind it all. If you need somebody to grease the wheels, I'm the one you find. Check out their new video. What's it called? The Rise of Him?
The Rise of Him.
Check out The Rise of Him. Just Google it, YouTube it. It's on there. We shot that 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, 7. We was out there early, man. We work hard. We get it done. Our work ethic is untouchable.
That's exciting. That's exciting. Yeah. I love the energy right now. I really
and
do.
That's
and
what
I love
bringing.
Support, the support, Mr. Magic.
We're
going
to bring, I can guarantee you, 2012 is going to be something they have never seen before. So, Young Cream, SB, Billy O, keep doing your thing. You know, Mr. Magic right here, Sprinkle, Sprinkle. I'm going to keep it coming. Miss P, keep doing your thing. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to tweet you. Do whatever you do.
Yeah, and I'm definitely going to follow you, too, because you're going to have to come
at
back
Oslo
on the show.
Magic. That's all it is. At Oslo Magic, baby. O-Z-L-O Magic. Follow it.
Whoa. Look, that magic just that magic just came over here, you know, like that pixie dust. It just came this way. You know,
baby.
I'm in love now. I'm in awe. I'm in awe. Like, I'm definitely going to, you know, follow up with you in a second after the show.
That's
because I want to check out the video. No, because I'm really interested
in
that.
It's well worth it.
I'm sure it is. And I'm definitely looking for someone to, you know, shoot a video for me. Like, I can't sing out in advance, but I'm definitely looking for someone.
Get in touch with Billy O, Young Preem, SV. They're my direct connect. As long as you got them in your pocket, you got me. So you're good.
Are you guys really in my pocket?
Hey, you get,
I would love that.
You got to have them to have me. You don't get me without them.
Look, I just told them, and I know you heard. I feel like a special lady. Sometimes I have a guest host on, but I'm feeling great that I have all you guys to myself.
I don't
want to
break up y'all little thing y'all got going on. I just wanted to step in and, you know, give some little dap to my homies. I ain't trying to break up y'all little escapade over there.
No, and I appreciate you calling in and supporting the Intune show, supporting the guys, and
definitely,
you know, putting it out there like that. And
let me say one thing about the hip-hop thing.
Sure.
Man, because I've been doing this for a long time.
Please give us your feedback. Mm-hmm.
Hip hop, they say hip hop is dead. It's not dead. It needs to be revived. And that's where we got young brothers like we, you know, these movie makers. They call themselves movie makers because they're painting a picture. They're painting a visual, audio movie. You know, it's so deep to what we're trying to bring you. It's more than just rap. It's more than just music. Music is a feeling. It's our soundtrack to life. So that's what we're going to give you. That's what the movie maker is about. You have to envision your life. So when you hear a song, the first thing you do is identify what point in your life were you at with that song. So the point we're at now is horrible. All we're going to think back is a bunch of people jumping around acting like fools, looking like women, you know. So that's the point we're at. Men be men, women be women. That's all it is to it. That's where we have to stay. That's what hip-hop was. Keep it on the battle. Preem, keep doing your thing. One more thing. Preem is the one that will take on anybody, any challenge or any challenger, okay? That's why I like him. That's what hip-hop is. It's not being afraid to throw your hat in the ring. You understand? So all y'all brothers out there who coming at him acting like, oh, he doing what he's supposed to do. He taking on y'all who's scared to say what they need to say. So, Preem, keep doing it, okay? I got
you. That's love, my nigga.
I got you. So
that's love, man.
Right.
Y'all do y'all thing.
Dang, I'm about to move to Philly tonight because I want that brotherly love for real. That's about to happen. I'm about
to
move to Intune show, everything.
To the industry.
Hey,
I love it.
That's what I bring to the ones that's in my group. It's nothing but motivation, man. I'm just trying to bring everybody to the same level to understand what we got with our music, and we can't let nobody tear it down, nobody tarnish it. This is ours. The only thing we have left is hip-hop. Keep it that way. Keep it underground. Not saying, you know, underground, but keep the sound, keep the feeling, keep it gritty, keep it under your shoe. Where them shell top Adidas at? Where them TI, them Adidas sweatsuits at? Come on, man. Where them Kangos at?
Okay, where the Kangos at? The knuckle rings, you know?
Where them ropes? Where them four finger rings and name belts? Come on now.
You know what I'm talking about. Now, you got to stop talking about ages on here now, because now you're starting to start touching on ages, and I'm not going there with you.
No, but that's not ages. That's the essence.
Okay, Mr. Magic, okay?
That's what I teach my young boys. They have to know the essence. They must know the foundation in order to build on to make more. If we don't got no foundation to know what you're standing on, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got you got nothing to stand on.
You're definitely right about that. Definitely right about that.
They got the right.
And I'm definitely going to follow up with you, yes, because I need you back on to go off again. So definitely, let's connect. I love it.
I'll be a call-in correspondent, baby. I'll be right there.
Okay, now I love it. I love it. So thank you so much, Mr. Magic, for all your support and all your love. And I look forward to networking with you sooner than later.
All right, y'all, keep it up.
You.
Uptown.
Uptown.
Hi.
Yeah, so that was definitely awesome of him. We have another caller on the line, 267-437-2464. Caller, you on the line with the Movie Makers and Miss P. How are you tonight?
Fine. How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Good.
We're calling
good.
In.
Yeah. I know.
Yes, this is my first time calling, so like ever. So I'm just going to say that.
What's your name?
I love... I'm sorry. Shay.
Hi, Shay.
Hi.
What's
Shay,
up?
Are you a little bit nervous, Shay? Are you a little bit nervous?
Yes, because this is my first time. Oh, I don't want to say the wrong thing or nothing. So.
You can. It's no wrong thing on my show.
Okay.
There's no wrong thing. You know what I mean? You express yourself.
What I want to say is I love hip-hop, and I like it when it's, you know, I like the rawness, but not too raw, like the bees and the whole thing. That's my problem.
So you're saying that you like it?
I mean, I
like
love
it a little gritty.
But I just,
Yeah,
a little gritty, not too bad.
Right, not
but
too
I like,
war with it, not too, you know, demeaning.
So you want some 50 Cent, but not DMX? That's what you're saying?
Right, not too bad, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's good, because
okay.
I listen to music every 50. Day. I listen to music every day. I listen. I'm on Facebook. They put me for to promote music on here. I listen to so many different types of music. It's awesome. But I'm gonna tell you, I'm so in tune with it. It's crazy. I love it. But you know,
what you
it's
got
all
to take
hot
that
to me.
What you listening to right now?
Well, I'm not listening right now because it would be too loud and y'all couldn't hear me.
No, I'm just saying, what you got in your deck right now? Like, if you wasn't on the radio right now, what would you be listening to?
Well, Lil Wayne throw stuff up for me.
So you messed up already. You're supposed to say yes.
Yes.
Yes. That was the setup question right there. You're supposed to say
Young Cream. I'm sorry.
Say your name, B.
No, don't be sorry. They're just teasing you. They're teasing you. Come on.
It's good that
they're awesome.
You.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah, I like it too. Definitely.
But, you know, I'm just saying I love hip-hop and, you know, I know a lot of people on here, you know, that's rapping. And I listen to a lot of their music. They tag me in their stuff so I can listen.
Right.
Well, that's love.
That is. So are you friends with all of us on Facebook, Shay? Are you friends with all of us? Because if not, you need to add us also. When we have new stuff, we could tag you in it and you can listen to it.
Yeah.
And give us your feedback on it.
I love having friends. It's cool. Maybe
definitely.
More than Marius,
are you friends?
Yeah.
Are you friends on the Intune show or with the Movie Makers?
No, I don't think.
So how did you come across the show tonight? Across the Movie Makers interview.
Creamy, I think his name. Young Creamy, I think it
Young,
is.
Young Young Paul.
He tagged me in his. He always tagged me in his music thing.
Aww.
So I love all his music. I love his and I love
so
a lot
sweet.
Of other people's. Yeah,
yeah
thank
that's
you
so sweet.
So much.
You know, well, that's so sweet.
Huh?
I guess you figured it out. It's Shay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's her in the flesh.
I think I know exactly who you are, sweetheart. Yeah,
well,
you comment on our videos all the time, right?
Yes, I'm all over the place. I be all over.
Mad love, Miss T. Mad love.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
My
So you definitely better add me then, you know, because I need the love too.
Yes.
No doubt. I'll suggest you.
That's, I can't. I got much love. I can't hate nobody. I just love people, period.
Yeah,
it's,
and
it's
we love.
Life is too short to hate and all of that negative.
You're definitely right.
You're
definitely right.
Get away from me.
That's definitely right, and that's real. And I really appreciate you, Shay, for taking the time to listen to every single person and support their movement. And I definitely, you know, appreciate you calling into the show tonight to give us a shout-out. That's nothing but love. And you can continue doing what you're doing. And if there's anything that we could do here at the Intune Show or the Movie Makers could ever do to support you, you just reach out and let us know. Because you're family now, and everyone's family to me as well.
One more thing.
So thank you. One more thing, my love. Go
one
ahead.
More thing. I'm going to tell you my whole name. It's Shay is my name. For, my friends call me Shay, but my screen name is Sugar Queen Shay Jackson. That's my whole name. On
okay,
here.
Well, I'm going to be looking for you, Miss Sugar Queen.
They always type my whole name in when they tag me.
Okay, I like little nicknames, stuff that I can remember too, Miss Sugar. Okay, now, I love it. I love it. So thank you again for calling in, my love, okay?
Thank you.
All right, baby. You're welcome. Yeah, so you guys are getting a lot of love tonight, and I'm really feeling that because, you know, the lines are lit up tonight. I don't even know if I'm going to really even get to know you guys. I'm going to have to put people on hold. Like,
you
cannot even call in.
We can do a part two.
Okay, it's going to have to be
a part
six. It's going to be a part six. I'm going to be like the Movie Makers part six. Okay, the theater near you. Okay. It's going to be like those. Yeah, like Freddy Krueger movies, like part 19, you know, stuff like that, you know. Those Jason, the movie makers live again, and they died, and they returned, just like that. Okay, we have another person on the line, 267-844-0728. Good evening, my love. You're on the line with Miss P and the Movie Makers. How are you tonight?
Hi, Miss P. This is Nadja So Amazing Green, Young Freebie.
Oh,
up,
how are you? I love your energy.
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm always hype, always.
Is that like a natural thing or, you know,
that's
is it just induced?
That's a natural thing. I'm always at a level seven, always hype, uptown.
You're always showing love, though.
Always.
I love it. I really do. So what's your opinion on the topic tonight?
Well, I think everybody has valid points, but I also think, like, I'm a party hopper. All that music is for the club thing. That's how you got to get your stuff out as well. But I also think about lyrics. If the lyrics don't speak to me, I don't really want to listen to it.
Absolutely.
That's
real.
I think it's a time and a place for everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, like the party music, and that's good for, like, the weekend. But when it's 2 o'clock, it's 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. I don't want to listen to no go-go music. Like, I'd rather hear something with substance. Like, you know, we say the party music for Friday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Like, other than that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you know what, guys? Being that it's three of you guys on, and people don't really know how to differentiate your voices yet. Or, you know, just kind of say who you are and then speak if you don't mind. You know, that way I'll know who's also giving their intellectual input on it. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was Supreme just now. That was me.
Okay. Yeah.
Right,
so anybody else want to add to that?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. This is SV. I was just saying, as far as, like, you know, I don't have a problem with the music that's in the club. But it's like, you know, you have your limits. Like, it's certain stuff that shouldn't really be getting played because it's not music. Like, I don't find Soulja Boy to be music. You know, like, I don't find Waka Flocka to be music. You know, it's just a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff. I'm saying, I'm serious. It's like, you know, it's a lot of stuff that's playing in these clubs, and I'm wondering, like, how these dudes got signed. You know, it's not music.
Mm-hmm.
This is not. It's not hip-hop. It's not music. It's just... That's why they keep saying that it's dead, because you got these people just throwing anything out there.
Right.
This Supreme right here, like, the add on to what he said, like, I can't remember the last time, like, I really wanted to listen to the radio. Like, I grew up, you know, during the 90s, like, you know, like, I was born in 88, but, like, I grew up during the 90s when the radio used to, like, it was the biggest thing out. Like, it used to pop.
I can't remember the last time I wanted to listen to it, because now they just, I mean, every song sounds the same. Like you said, it's not music. There's no substance, so it's boring. It's not imaginative. It's just, you know, here now, not, you know, here tomorrow. Like, I just don't understand it. So, I mean, our whole objective is just to change the whole landscape and change the way people think, and we're not going to go with the flow or what people think is, you know, the best thing to do right now. We're just going to make our own lane, and we're going to do what we do.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, so is there anybody you wanted to give a shout-out to tonight, beautiful?
Yes, I would like to give a shout-out to Uptown, first of all, because these Uptown rappers is coming out and ain't nobody, everybody trying to fraud on Uptown. Uptown is where it's at.
Right.
Like, shout out.
Already
it
know.
Really is. Shout out to my peoples, everybody in Uptown, my son. You know, nothing too big.
Right, definitely. And I just want to give you a shout out for calling in and supporting the Movie Makers, and also for calling in and being on the show tonight. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, thank you. I'm on the radio. Hey.
Hey, you are live. You are live, honey.
Hey.
You are. And then once it's all archived, you can listen to yourself later on today, okay?
Say no more.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. You have a good night, okay?
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, guys, so that's awesome. I'm loving, like I said, I just feel like I should be moving out there now, you know, city of brotherly love. But, you know, I want to kind of, like, just kind of jump into some, like, for real questions and stuff about you guys now, so the listeners can kind of get, you know, a broader perspective of who you guys are as individuals, if you don't mind. So I don't know who wants to start, like, any, meeny, miny, mo, I don't know. But who wants to start? Who wants to start being drilled?
Billionaire, I'll go first.
Hey, billionaire. Okay, so basically, I just want to know how you got started. Like, what, like, set the stage for you to want to just, you know, immerse in music?
Well, I started really rapping when I was in, like, the sixth grade, and it kind of, like, just evolved for me. Like, my favorite rapper is DMX, and his first album is Dark and Hell is Hot, really, like, set the landscape for me, because that was actually really like the first rap album that I actually bought, you know. So from there on, I just started rapping through grade school, through high school. I met Young Cream, and we were actually, you know, we actually rapped together in high school, did battle tracks, we battled other people, you know, and I moved out Delaware, started doing my own music thing out there, went to school out there for mass communication, so that set the bar. I was doing radio like you, and I came back home in 2010, met SV, we all came together and formed Movie Makers, and here we are today.
Awesome. Awesome. And I'm going to ask you guys just to kind of shimmy you off that same question, so who wants to go next, SV?
Sure.
Yeah,
what's
so,
on?
You know, the same question, just, like, kind of tell us how you got started in the music business.
Well, basically, I've been doing this music thing. I actually been, like, into music since I was, like, first started grade school, because I used to do, like, you know, musical plays, all that stuff when I was little. But as I grew up, I kind of got into hip-hop, and when I was about 14 is when I actually really started doing music. I started off like the karaoke machine. Me and my friends, we used to be in the basement, had the mic hung up on the wall, and we used to just make cassette tapes and, you know, pass them out in school. Because music been my passion since I first touched the mic, you know. So it's just, I had, you know, coming up, it was like kind of hard because, you know, as far as being young and then you don't really have that much experience on a lot, it was kind of hard to, you know, really spit about a lot of stuff. So basically I kind of used like basically my childhood experiences, everything that I've been through, to put my pain and my experiences into my music to build me to the person that I am today. When I was about 18, I started doing shows. It was back on the Boulevard up Philly, out the Northeast. It was a place called The Arena. They used to have open mics every month. I started going out there doing shows, started opening up, you know, for a little unsigned artist that was, you know, out around the time, whatever. And I just built up from there. when I was about 22. That's when I actually first met Billionaire B. We was working at Target, and we so happened to ran into each other. So, you know, we was both into music. I linked up with him. He actually taught me how to engineer a little better. I was dealing with that. Then we linked up with Preem about, it was like 2011, around September. We formed Movie Makers. We've been doing music ever since then. So basically, music has been my life. You know, I've been dealing with them for a while. We've been making good music, trying to flood the airwaves with our music, you know.
Awesome. And Young, same question?
Basically, I started probably rapping probably like freshman year of high school. I want to say that's when I really got into it. Like, I've always been a fan of rap, of course. Like Billionaire said, I started out, you know, battle rapping, you know, like back then the music, like at the time when I started battle rapping, it was just, you know, to show that I had talent, I guess. It really wasn't for substance yet, you know, so I was just doing it for the sport. As time went on and as the years went on, like I started going through a lot in life, you know, family issues, just like everybody else, you know, I just started seeing life in a whole different light, and I had more stuff to talk about. So, you know, I ran through a lot of different rap names starting out. I'm sure a lot of rappers, you know, they got that same story. You know, they've been called this or called that. But, you know, eventually I figured, like, my name was going to have to mean something, you know, dealing with what I do. It got to mean something personally. So I decided to call myself Supreme. Because, you know, out of all the drama and all, you know, all the naysayers and the people who said I couldn't do this or I couldn't do that, I felt I was going to reign supreme over all of it. You know, out of all the haters and stuff like that, I was going to reign supreme. So, you know, for short, my nickname is Young Preem, but that's where I got that from. Fast forward, like Billionaire said, he was in Delaware. He came back home to Philly. We linked back up through Facebook, started networking. This past summer in July, me and him worked on my one of my first solo mixtapes, track Open, Young Preem Story, which is on Dad Piff. That was like a classic. We did a lot of original beats. You know, the crowd loved us. We did a few shows. Met SV in September. Me and him linked up. I met him through Billionaire. Ever since then, we've been holding Philly down, so... the people who inspired me to rap, also Tupac, DMX, Jadakiss, Styles, Jay-Z, the old Jay-Z, Biggie, stuff like that. So ever since then, I just wanted to be in that light and show, you know, let people know my pain, let people know my story, because I feel like I got something that people can relate to. They can get. I want to make that, you know, that get you through your day music. So, you know, passion, pain, and all that is in my music, and, you know, I give 100%, so I may not be, like, the best rapper, but I feel like I got the best hustle, and, you know, you support me, then I love you, and that's just how it is, and that's how it's going to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. So with that being said, you know, and the kind of chisel out of, like, so much talking before people be like, wait a minute, you know, you guys are having, like, a soap opera over there, no music. We didn't hear no music from these guys, you know. So I'm definitely going to, like, play a track right now. I played Young earlier at the beginning of the show, and right now I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to play this Rise of Him, the Rise of Him, you know. Let's do it.
Yeah. Young and Comfortable.
Billy just left the airplane at 30,000 feet, and all he took was some green. I'm conversing third person like an ancient king. When I die, I'll be more in your remembering. Until then, I'll be that unknown being behind the mystery. Shorty say they tipping me like ace, they can't get rid of me unless they got that magic working for them. Money, I get it, OxyClean. 9 to 5, pop and clean. Just to leave to a life I'm caught between. Young ain't on the way, and she don't need to see the biggest thing. I just act out the drama like computer screens. My dark nights filled with cloudy skies, I'm more lean. Eyes half closed like I'm turning to change. Maybe she'll ride, maybe she won't. Maybe she love me, maybe she don't. I just got to be separate and live forever apart.
being focused ain't a virtue, cause I see pencils in front of me. Visions of a truth untold, success my prophecy. Loyalty the code that I live by. Up counted here, filling me millions. But the throne he gon' have to share. I put it on my life that I'ma take it there. A billionaire, be a nigga, scream everywhere. I don't need to swear, I don't need to act on my team right here. We got the place packed out, so what you wanna do? How you feel about it? So what you wanna do? How you feel about it? Now that concrete hard and that air is abstract. I'm putting Philly on my back, I'm grooving off the jack. Now the devil's gonna love me and the angels gonna hate me. And them haters gonna play me, but the supporters gonna ride. Come on, come outside, come take this ride to a place you never been. All family ties, no family lies. All family glide, we fight for evenly pies. We die hard when you cry, we die soft when you sit. Lying in a cage or a lion in a jungle, I'm the lion off the muzzle. Got sedatives in me, marijuana and a henny. Focus on brands and bendies. Hate the broth is pinky, hate the ice is dingy. I own no jewels, so I can't rap about it. I can only dream about it. Ice like Crosby, money like Cosby. Getting more head than Bobby. So they meet me in the lobby of the Motel 6. I'm only Motel Rich. It wasn't for a check, it was to carry them bricks. Now I want my chick, bring all of that back. See me, I never sweat. I was born in a trap, print posted like a stamp. White boy fight, go know if you come to the pink room. You gotta get blindfold. This is my life, belt. You don't get half, so how you get full? You don't got a clue. I've been paying my dues. When the guns get the pumping and the earth get the tumbling, you know who did it. That nigga in the trenches, pissing on Sarah Pelling. She ain't nothing but a bitch. They all riches in this bitch. Now tell me who you love. Now tell me who you love. Fuck a government check. I need a house with a pet. Deep on the deck, that bitch for some sex. Slicey porn head, maybe she won't. Then again, maybe she will. Tell me what she gonna do about it, huh? No, tell me what she gonna do about it, huh?
Right, the rise of him. I'm feeling that.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Exactly. That beat is crazy. I was over here like, ow. And you know, it's so funny that I can't even dance. But my shoulders are deadly. My shoulder game. No, I can't. But my shoulders are off the hook. I'm telling you. They are trained soldiers, okay? They are trained. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. They are off the hook when it comes down to a good beat. I'm telling you. It's crazy. So I'm feeling that right there. I really am. Yeah, definitely. Put that in rotation.
This billionaire, I actually sent the link to you for that video. It's in your inbox.
Yeah,
I just checked that.
I just checked that. I'm like, oh, they are on it. They are on the game. I'm telling you. But you know what I'm getting in my inbox? I'm getting a lot of questions from females, you know, right now. And I just have to throw some of those out there, guys, you know, because I'm not trying to get jumped later on in the street and stuff out here in New York. It's crazy out here. You guys don't know it. Okay, I have a lot of people that want my head, you know, definitely. Do you know that when I interview guys, thank you. When I interview guys and I go to showcases and I'm asked to sponsor or I'm asked to, like, you know, to host or whatever on shows and stuff, like, I really get a lot of fever from females, and I don't really get it because my thing is if you're going to date someone that's in the entertainment business, they're going to have to mingle, and they're going to be out there with whether it's a supporter, a fan, a crazed stalker, whoever the hell it is. It's like it's going to happen. So if you can't ride with your man and trust and have faith in your relationship with your man, then you need to leave him alone, definitely, and go get somebody that works somewhere like construction doing nothing all day.
That's a real woman right there.
Definitely, because, you know, I'm sick of people, like, defriending me and, you know, unsubscribing, and they can't talk to me anymore because they women see my pictures and be like, she's what, dude? You know, I'm like, really, get over it, dude. Get over it.
They hate me.
Exactly. Like, I don't, that's why I'm trying to express, like, I don't want to get jumped. You know, I can't dance. I can't fight. I'm not violent. I'm nothing but love right here. There's nothing but love here.
And you don't need to do none of that.
Exactly. Right. I'm like, I'm not breaking my heels, my nails. I'm just such a girly girl. Like, I'm not doing that with y'all. So, you know, I'd rather y'all, like, not be my friend than me fight somebody over someone's man, okay?
I know that's right.
Okay, so. Exactly. Keep it moving, guys. And see, I have Philly now on my back for those who are listening. You know, I got Mr. Magic. You know, I got the movie makers. Y'all better watch out now, okay? And I got these deadly shoulders. They kill. These shoulders are deadly. Okay. But I have some questions for you guys. Basically, the young lady wants to know, do any of you guys have a girlfriend? And they said, keep it real. Keep it real. They want to know. To all you, like, it's a general question. And being that it's such a general question and wasn't really directed to anyone in particular, I'm going to be nosy, too, and want to know that from all you guys. Like, okay, who wants to start? Name first.
This is Preem right here. First, I want to say sorry, ladies, but, you know, I am taken. I got my wife sitting here next to me. You know, she's sitting there listening to the show as well. So I am taking. But thank y'all for supporting. That don't mean stop supporting, though.
Right. But, definitely not. Definitely not. You know, and shout out to Wifey for being supportive and being that rock and being that woman that I'm just mentioning that you have to be in order to be with someone in the entertainment business. So shout out to Wifey for that.
All right.
SV, are you singular, or are you plural?
Yeah, sorry to say, but I am. I'm actually engaged right now, and I actually have a little girl on the way, so, yeah, I'm kind of taking.
Oh, my goodness. I want to be the godmom. No.
That's love, though. That's love, though.
Yeah, definitely let me know so I can send a present or something because definitely, like, I'm so in love with little girls. Like, I don't know. I have a son, okay? Let me just put that out there. I think mostly everyone that follows the show knows this. I have a son, but you know how it is when you're pregnant. It's your first one, and you just pick which child you want. Like, I want a daughter, and then it's a boy, and I'm like, oh, damn. So this means I have to try again? Like, I don't know about that. So I'm just going to adopt everyone's daughter. So I have about, like, 55 daughters, to be exact, and one son.
Woo! That's a lot of child support. That is a lot of child support. Man.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. And especially birthdays, trying to keep up with them, and holidays. I'm like, really? What did I put myself into? Oh, my goodness. But seriously, though, so what about you, billionaire?
Yeah, I'm taking two.
Jesus!
Yeah, I'm taking two. I got a little girl myself. She a month old. You know what I mean? Shout out my young Rye Bread. You know what I'm saying? Aww. New addition
so
to the family.
Sweet. Oh, my goodness. I love it. And you know what I love the most right now about this actual question in a moment is that some people do not put it out there about their family because they don't have that, like, glue.
Right.
You know, they don't have
right.
those morals or standards to kind of put it out there. They'd rather have, like, the fame or just kind of fall into that trap of, like, you know, you get an attention from females out there, so you fall into this trap where, you know, it's not about your family and the stuff that you had before all of this was happening.
Right.
So I commend each and every one of you for,
right.
like, yeah, for putting that out there, saying, hey, this is what's happening. Thank you. Keep supporting, like Young said.
But
keep supporting.
This is Preem right here. I feel like if I say I got a girl and you as a female, if you can't support me, like, then it was never real. And I never, I don't even want your support then. You know what I'm saying? If I got a girl, you can't come to my show or you can't watch one of my videos or you can't listen to my music, then I don't. Saying, like, because I have a girl, like, where they do that at? Like, we grown, so, like, I'm not
right.
all that frauding, so.
Like, you're fraudulent, right. and I don't need you anyway, because I'm not going to jail for fraud, no.
Right. No frauding. No frauding in 2012. We got to stop that.
Don't definitely, like, knock it off, ladies, knock it off. Then all these young men are taking. Okay, now let's go on to the next question because I don't want to keep on touching that because I know it's a sore subject now that everyone's taking. So now the next question was age and signs. So I guess that's your astrological signs and your ages.
All right, this billionaire. I'm 24, and I'm a Gemini.
Are you like crazy like Geminis? I'm sorry.
Am I crazy?
I'm sorry, Pri. Yeah, are you crazy like split personality? Crazy like? Come on, guys, tell me about his that Gemini sign.
It depends on what you define as crazy.
I mean, like nuts. I mean, crazy nuts, like loco. Loco, like call 911. No, I'm just kidding.
Depends on what's going on. It depends on the moment. I live in the moment.
Okay,
right,
young.
A girl got
young,
to do
what
a
you
were
saying?
With you.
Okay.
I mean,
exactly. It's a coin toss, right? Them Geminis. I have one of my brothers a Gemini. Jesus. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. I can't deal with him for 5 minutes.
For the best line.
Okay. Okay, and young, what's your age and sign?
Right now, I'm 23, but my birthday is next Friday. I'll be 24.
Yay.
So I actually made it to an Aquarius. You know, I'm on that borderline between a Capricorn and
that
Aquarius.
Cusp. Yeah, that cusp.
That cusp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I got a mixture between both. And since my birthday is Friday, I want to know what y'all getting me.
Exactly. Like,
in,
ladies, okay,
right.
Support. That's what y'all get him. Because if y'all get presents, I know wifey is going after those heads. So don't do it. Send the presents
to
Miss T.
She's going
to
be like, break bread. She's going to be like, break bread. How much you get? How much we spend it? Where we spend it at?
Okay, she'll be like me. Like, did they send me something, too? Please, okay?
Right.
Make sure they send two and three of everything. Because there's a child
exactly.
here, too, okay?
Right.
And USB?
Okay. I'm 23. I'll be 24 April 30th, and I'm actually a Taurus.
Oh, my goodness. Taurus and Geminis. Jeez. Oh.
Right. I'm the only normal one.
That's what you think.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. Well, I'm leaving out my age, but I'm definitely an Aries. So I don't know what that means in anyone's world in Philly, but I think Aries are supportive. I don't know. I don't know.
Not,
but I know
Aries.
Huh?
What'd you say?
This billionaire, how you not going to drop no numbers? You made us drop our age. We put our...
Oh, because I wasn't... See what's going to happen, guys? When I be interviewed, then you guys can, you know, put that out there to the person interviewing me. How old is Ms. P? Yeah, definitely. See, it's not my time to shine.
See,
it's definitely not my time to shine. Yeah, but I will say this, though, just to have you guys guessing, because I love the whole mystique of it all. Like, my son will be 19 this year, so put that together.
You got 19?
My son will be 19 in August.
August. Son will be 19?
Yeah, in August.
That means
you see how you blew and you said that's what I'm saying right now. Like, you know, why am I on the spotlight right now? This is not about me.
Oh no.
Exactly.
But you look like a cool 25 though.
Thank you so much, Young. I know that's you, right?
Yes.
That's you, Young, who just said, yes, see, I'm learning the voices now. So definitely, I'm definitely feeling you for saying that because definitely that's a lot of people say that, though, not to, like, toot my own horn or whatever, but I'm definitely heavy. Yeah, I'm definitely hard body into the meditation and the yoga and all that stuff, and all that stuff will keep you alive longer, being stress-free, you know, and just doing what you love and eating right, you know, maintaining your body as long as you can, like your temple, you know. So definitely... I feel blessed to be centered enough to kind of keep that youthfulness. And, you know, thank God.
You trying to work on my LL, too. This billionaire. Ladies, I'm trying to work on my LL for the summer. You know, I'm trying to get tight, fit, and all that other good stuff, you know. Trying to get cut up.
Okay. All right. No. Somebody just wrote in the chat room, G Brown, that they love my Movie Makers.
That's my
fiance. Hey, G Brown. We love you, G Brown. We love you. Definitely. Okay, and not only she put, let me see how many exclamation marks she put there. I think it's about five. She's making that known, like, yeah, this is what's happening. And I love her for it. You know, I'm not against that. I'm totally with that. All day, every day, you know, because the person that I date is actually in the entertainment business as well. So I've learned how to, like, separate that because, you know, I'm doing my thing out there and I'm mixing and mingling and they're doing their thing out there. And it's just all part of networking and being a part of something and being able to have your relationship separate is huge.
Word.
It's huge. And being able to respect each other's boundaries and, you know, just, you know, the stipulations of it all and not take any offense or feel any kind of way about it at the end of the day is like an awesome feeling. Definitely. So, you know, I applaud any woman or any man that can deal with someone that's constantly mingling with individuals and not take it to another level and let that ruin
their
relationship.
It's not easy. It's definitely not easy.
Mm-hmm. So have you had any experiences, any of you guys had any, like, experiences where, you know, your ladies kind of took things the wrong way?
This
that
Prem,
I want to share?
With this Prem, I'm going to start. I want to say, first, like, it's not like, easy. Like, it's hard, like, because you got to learn how to manage your relationship and manage, like, what you're trying to do entertainment-wise, and you're going to talk to you know, just a lot of different people because, you know, you need supporters. You can't just, you know, discriminate race, gender, anything like that. So it was nothing specific, but, you know, when you on the internet nowadays, like you're on Twitter, Facebook, or whatever you're on promoting music, like, you know, like you got to be careful what you're doing because, you know, like, you know, when you text somebody or when you see something on a computer, like you might take things the wrong way when people just showing love, you know what I'm saying? You got to learn how to talk to people, you know what I'm saying? So It's just, you just got to be aware of, you know, what you're doing and the time you're putting in on both sides. And if that other person understands, you know, what you're trying to accomplish, and then that's somebody you should definitely keep around.
Definitely. I agree with you 100% because we actually had a show the other day where we were talking about does social media, you know, destroy relationships? And it doesn't. It's the individual.
It's the people, yeah. It's not just the network, just the people that's on there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, you know, with that being said, we definitely know, you know, and I definitely want to just give all you guys, like, a shout-out real quick because just conversing with you guys, I feel, like, blessed because I didn't know what to expect. When you never met someone before, you just don't know what to expect, you know. So I was kind of like, oh, my God, what are they going to say? How are they going to be? Like, what is this going to be like? You know, like, I'm going to keep it, like, real. Like, I was really kind of frightened to what was going to happen because normally I like to kind of, like, talk to people a little bit before the show to kind of gauge their, you know, presence or whatever. But, you know, time not permitting, whatever the case may be, here we are. And I must say that I'm enjoying the conversation, and I definitely feel like you guys are very intellectual and very diverse and, you know, on top of it at such of, you know, I'm not going to say young age because I don't want to call you guys young. You know, you got kids, wives, all kind of stuff. But just basically just at this early stage in your life, you really seem like you guys really have it together. So I commend that. And I definitely applaud that as well because that's deep for me. Because I talk to a lot of people and I converse with a lot of people, and I'm everywhere all the time. And definitely, you know, I speak to a lot of people that's much older than you guys, and I'm just like, really? Like, is this really the conversation, you know? Or people email me in my inbox, and I have to be like, you know what, really? Like, you know, come on. I can't do this.
Right,
and I get cursed out all the time, you know, because I'm like, come on, your grandma. Typos happen when you're in haste, you know what I mean? Like, I have typos. Things happen. But when you're talking to people and you're talking to them for the first time, it's just like going on a job interview.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
you have to be able and prepared. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, you know, I just want to say much love to you guys for just being able to hold it down better than some. That's all I have to say about that.
We want to thank you for that. We appreciate that.
Yeah, just really appreciate that.
Aw, listen to him, SV. We really appreciate it. See how you guys, like, have your voices down packed now? This happens.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's happening right now. It's just I start, like, becoming in tune to voices and stuff. I'm tuned in. I am. I'm tuned in pretty much. You got it.
Yeah,
definitely.
You're in tune right now.
I'm in tune with the movie makers. So tell me a little bit about that. Tell me a little bit about that, because this, I must let you guys know also, like, I normally have, like, 80 people on the show by now, but this is all dedicated to you guys. You know that, right? This is a special night for me.
Yeah, you made me feel so special.
This is a special night for all of us. You know what I mean? Because I don't have Thursday night shows ever. Like, one time I did, because I had to reschedule a show because I was out of town and stuck out of town due to a flight.
Okay.
So I had to reschedule a show. So this is actually the second show ever in history that I've been on air that I did a Thursday show, just because I wanted you guys to come on so bad. So thank you for making this happen. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Mm-hmm. How y'all feel about that? Miss P was like,
I'm
on
that, man. You know, that was cool. we still on the book and all the social networks right now promoting, telling people to tune in.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely. So
all the love as much as
possible. Yeah, I really appreciate that. But them to hear more about you guys, because, you know, outside of the music, I know there's other things that you guys do. So the movie thing, let's talk about that. So what are you guys doing as far as that? Where did y'all come up? The visionary of, you know, painting a different picture of the movies, which I love that whole concept. That's really poetic and things of that nature. But is it also because you guys are making movies and, like, doing film and editing, engineering? I mean, geez.
This is Prem right here. Really, like, because what we're trying to do eventually, we're trying to make movie makers, you know, an actual entertainment company. So our whole plan is not to just do music, because we have other talents outside of that. You know, we actually all are great writers, you know, as far as poetry, whether we can write screenplays or things of that nature. Like, I wrote some in the past. And, you know, financially, once we're there where we want to be, we want to eventually start, you know, producing our own movies and doing other things. You know, we want to get into having, you know, our own modeling agency, all kinds of different things, you know, put books out there. So when we say movie makers, it's just everything that we do, anything that's in the arts field, we're going to make it a movie. I don't care if it's an interview like this. If we come up to the show in New York, you know, we're going to have the cameras. The cameras is always on us. 24/7, you know, YouTube, we spam YouTube, like, YouTube,
right.
I got my face on the wall, like, most wanted.
like wanted for crime.
For real.
The movie makers are wanted.
So that's just what we're trying to do, you know, that's what we're about. We more than the group, we more than, you know, just rapping. We got other talents outside of this, so, you know, eventually we're going to, you know, end up doing, you know, movies and everything else.
Definitely. And if you guys are doing videos and stuff like that, like, I pass through Philly, like, I be in Philly all the time, like, you have no idea, like, almost every other weekend I'm out that way or in PA or somewhere in that area, D.C., whatever.
We're definitely going to try to get you in it, man. We definitely need to have your co-sign.
Definitely. Please, I had somebody tell me the other day, he thought I was bullcrapping, because I was like, yeah, when you do this video, because he has this song called Poppin' Tags. And I said, that's all I do, you know, like, I'm not going to be in this video. And he was like, what are you talking about, you know? And I never had pictures of my physical self, like, on Facebook before. It would just be, like, little icons and stuff. So finally I put pictures up. And he was like, well, if I knew it was like that, I would have had you in the video. Like, I said, well, you can't take my word for it. Old ladies can be in videos, too. Damn it.
Right.
Okay. Okay, like, don't hate. Like, cougar style, you know? We could have had, like, 10 cougars come down the stairs and me in the middle of them and just pray to God they didn't eat me. That's it. Someone came to the end of the steps, hope I was still alive, that I'll still be in the video.
That's $1 million video right there.
Word.
That's a real movie.
No, I'm just messing. I'm having fun. But because I'm getting tired, so I'm getting crazy with it. But, yeah, so is there any artists and anything that you guys plan on working with in the future outside of the movie makers?
I mean, we work with everybody, to tell you the truth, you know, and this is SV, by the way. Actually, we're networking with everybody, you know, everybody that love and support music. If you're an artist, you know, we check out your music, we repost it, you know, we do whatever we can to show love and support, just like we would expect from anybody else.
Right.
Definitely. Do you guys know that I'm launching a magazine?
Magazine?
Oh, yeah. I heard about that, Ms. P, and I told you I needed parts of that. I don't dance, but
can
I need
we make
parts.
The cover? Can we make a front cover like, you know, they pose for the Source or something?
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. I'm definitely doing that this year, and it's going to be awesome because basically the magazine is going to be geared around the average Joe, which is just like, you know, all of us, you know, is by, for, and, you know, definitely about the average Joe. So basically all these magazines out here are geared towards celebrity, right?
Okay.
And we really don't have any magazines that's geared towards the community and the talented, creative, awesome people that are immersed in it. So my mission right now is basically building that platform like the Intune Show and then shimmy off of that with the magazine called Off the Page Magazine. Because anything creative goes on a piece of paper and then out into the universe. So off the page, it's the universe, right? So that's the basis of this magazine. So I've been working like a crazy person trying to put it all together, but definitely know that there's always room for anybody that, you know, that I feel is family, and you guys are. So from this day forward, that's just what it is. Now, if you guys
that's
take love. This as, like, a joke and be like, okay, well, Miss P said keep in tune and then fall off the map and I reach out here and there, because sometimes you'll see that, and it's just for the girlfriends and the wives and the fiancés and all that, too. I'll go past the pages and I'll drop hearts on them. That's just me showing love. It's not in love. It's not like I want your man. It's none of that. It's just the show showing love to you, because I try to stay connected to everybody that's on the show. So basically, essentially, people will reply, and then essentially it will shimmer away, like no one pays me any attention. But then once I start doing projects, people want to be in projects, and I'm not feeling that. Because when I don't have nothing going on, exactly, like if I don't have anything going on and I could take the time to show love here and there, then I feel like take the time to respond to the love. Because then when there's something that's going on that you're interested in, I can't return that. And it may sound effed up, but that's just what it is.
That's real.
I don't
real.
Like
we go through that
sugarcoat
every day,
anything
so
for anybody.
Real.
Definitely. And then just to be fair, also. Exactly. And just to be fair, also, you know, there's only two questions that I require for the, you know, any submissions towards this magazine, and basically, it's who am I and why should I be chosen? Two questions. That's it.
Right.
So being that all you guys write and everything, this should be like a piece of cake.
What?
A piece of cake. So basically, exactly, because I don't want a publication that's like, hey, I'm the best this and I'm the best that. Like, everyone is amazing in their own right, right? So I don't want that. I want people to dig deep, because I want to bring forth something where it's people that have meaning behind their craft, not just people that I feel is amazing and they should be in it. No.
Well,
so
like,
not,
like,
you know.
What separates you from everybody else?
Exactly. Definitely. That's definitely it. So, you know, those are the two questions. You know, yeah, I could drop that in my inbox or whatever. But I just want to resonate with individuals in this publication that I feel took, you know, really put an effort forth with these two questions, because they're so damn simple, but it's complex at the same time.
Right.
And if you guys read or have, like, if I just email you, like, any of the things that people have sent me is amazing. And that's why there's no cover. There's no cover.
That.
You know? So, you know, I have a few covers, you know, but there's 12 months in a year. So, you know, I'm working on that. I'm working on it. I'm definitely working on articles and stuff like that. And if it's ever poetry or whatever you guys want to submit, like, you know, like I said, we're family. Let's just grow together. That's where I'm at with it. That's the bottom line. I'm not going to talk your heads off. let's just grow together and make it happen together. That's all I'm saying.
You're always going to work. Always.
Always.
Much love to you
and
too.
I'm always willing to work with people that want to work. Period. That's the bottom line to it. So, like, a. Oh, my God. My friend is listening, and she's like, preach, Miss Pete. Shout out to Fee Sexy Ma. Okay,
word.
Definitely shout out to you, you know. So, and then we have my other friend, Tisha. Let's grow. And let's definitely grow. So tell people where they can kind of, like, find you guys on social networks and, you know, listen to your music and the videos and stuff like that.
This Supreme, I'm going to give you the whole rundown, so get y'all pens and y'all paper ready. If you want to email me, if any artists out there listening want to do a track, I don't care where you from. You can be from Bubba Fuck, Australia. I don't care. Email me the track. Yeah, I will work with you. If you guys, your music is right and you passionate about what you do, you can email me at youngpreme@yahoo.com. Youngpreme@yahoo.com. Follow me on Twitter at Preem is the best. Find me on Facebook at facebook.com/youngpreme. Or if that page is filled up, you can add my second page, facebook.com/youngpreemuptown. It's spelled how it sounds. I've got no funny letters. You can YouTube me. You can type in Young Preem. You can Google me. You can type in Young Preem. Or you can type in Movie Makers. You can type in just anything, SV, Billionaire V, will all pop up using that. So that's how you can contact me if you want to do business. We do this 25/8. We don't sleep. And that's what we're about. So that's how you can get in contact with me.
Definitely. And one of my closest friends, I mean, these women are so supportive as well, and it just cracks me up because no matter what I do, if it's bad, good, ugly, they're always here to support. And they said to follow them. She said Brown Skin Tea. Let's follow on Twitter.
Okay.
Build on Twitter. Yeah, definitely.
Mention
so,
me. Preem is the best. Mention me. I follow back.
Yeah, mention him. Mention him, you know. Do what you got, whatever the hell that is, you know. Like, yeah, whatever that means, you know, make it happen. You know what it is, guys? I can't really, I'm on Twitter, but I don't have it. So I pay people to do this for me because I can't.
It's like a tag.
I don't want to.
It's like when you tag somebody on Facebook, you know, you tag somebody, that's all mention me is, the tag. So basically I'm saying tag me at Preem is the best. Mention me, I mean, I follow back.
Yeah, so that's right. So here, just let me spell it because I'm getting instructions right now. Okay, guys, I'm getting instructions. I'm going to definitely have to have y'all back on because, you know, things are happening that don't be happening on the show, okay? So it's at Brown Skin Tea, and that's BROWNSKINTEE. Now, she requests that you spell out your, you know, follow back because she wants to make sure. For the Twitter, yeah.
PreemisTheBest.
All right. Now, that is just how it sounds. Preem is the best.
Right. I know it sounds a little cocky or whatever, but I'm
just
talking about my hustle.
Right.
So,
and then, you know,
when
mine say Precious CEO. You know,
see?
That's cocky.
Boss.
People be like, okay, damn, girl, you got to just say who you like the title to. Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
you know?
Boss.
I
boss.
Do. That's my Skype. That's my Ubu. Yeah, that's what I have to say.
Yeah.
Definitely. So what about you, SV? How
well,
can people find you?
You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/wineuptownbrown. You can find me on Twitter at sv_uptownmusic. You can actually find me on YouTube at youtube.com/wineuptown. And, you know, if you want to do a track, send beats, or, you know, just collab in general, you can hit me up at uptownsfinest215@gmail.com. That's basically all my connects you can actually get with me at. And make sure everybody hit me up on YouTube. I actually got a reality series that's leading up to my mixtape coming out in spring called Road to Going to November. So that's right. What I got going on right now. So, you know, if you go to my YouTube, I got the first episode up. Episode 2 is on the way. And we're going to keep working down until we get to the last episode, the end of the season, trying to get it rocking, you know?
That is so hot. I love it.
One more thing before Billy go. I just dropped a mixtape yesterday on DadPiss.com. It's called, you can type in Young Prima in the search box when you get to DadPiss. It's called Just My Thoughts. So go download that. It's totally free, and I appreciate y'all's support.
Yeah, so SV, now I'm getting hit up about you. So is it SV or is it SV underscore?
Yes, it's SV underscore, and then it's Uptown, and then it's music, but music is spelled M-U-Z-I-K.
Okay, did we get that, ladies? Can you hit me in the chat room and let me know if you follow that, or should I type it in? Yeah, this is really happening tonight on a Thursday, and I'm loving it. Like, I'm typing, I'm freaking, like, was answering all kind of phone calls. You know, this is what's happening, and I'm really feeling that. But hopefully, let me just type it in again. I'm so sorry, SV. So, SV underscore... Uptown.
Music, and it's gonna be connected. There's no spaces in between. M-U-Z-I-K.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's it. I think I had it in here. And in the meantime, in the round time, while they're getting all this information together, and then we're gonna let Billionaire give his social networks and everything, let's play SV's song. And this one is "Tell Them Why You Mad."
Right.
Oh, man. Been a long time coming. I understand why you niggas mad. Plain to see, though. I'm your girl favorite rapper. Your baby mom favorite rapper. Your mom's favorite rapper. And your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. That's the beat.
You crazy,
let's go.
But this one, Rick.
Yeah, I set them up, fans all the back. Watch the hatin' ass niggas get a heart attack.
Yeah.
I'm in the section of the club where you all react. Fucking nerds ain't no delicious, better play the back. With a patrol, I need a shot for the celebration. This is success, thanks for all the hating. Yeah, fucking age dick, nigga die slow. And I can trash all these rappers with my eyes closed. We'll begin in the cypher, better shut it down.
Shut it down.
I ain't trying to be the king, so you keep the crown.
Yeah.
Cause everybody know who I'm better than.
You know.
Against mine over comparison. I talk a lot of shit, nigga, I can back it up.
Back
100
it,
wins, no losses, add it up.
Yeah.
Made level
yeah.
with the bars, but I'm way better. You all telling ass niggas writing love letters.
So
I guess Drake made it cool to act feminine. I'm putting niggas on blast. CNN, you probably wouldn't get that line if you ran it back.
No,
I got these white
no.
people scared, OJ is back. For you niggas sleeping on me, this the morning show. I'm your host, SV, if you didn't know.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
whack behind my back, trying to take my flow. You would've thought I was G.I., how they fucking joke.
Y'all niggas got the game all types fucked up. Niggas thought it was over, they sitting there like, damn, it's done?
We just getting started, man. Oh, yeah. I brought my nigga with me. Hey, yo, Billy, yo. Tell these niggas why you mad, man.
You already know.
Best believe that I'm the shit, nigga. And you lame gas up, I'm about to part, nigga. Part the lames from the real niggas. You can call me the Rap Moses, nigga. When did it become cool to wear lipstick?
When?
Put a wig on this nigga, eat a sick dick. Excuse my French, but I'm pissed off. That society, let it get this far. You rap about a life you never lived. Only mirror what you seen, flip the channels in the crib. Whatever happened to the art of it? Swag the new drug on the streets, these niggas snorting it. Well, here's a dose of some real for you. Real rap was trash, I bring the hanger for you. Hang your style up, let the dust hit you. My time is right now, basically is what I'm saying. You can keep the crown, I run the whole kingdom. I'm going in on you bag niggas. Leave you on the curb outside and let the cats get you. R.I.P. Hollywood, it's back to the real picture. Songs is played out, I'm about to make a movie on you niggas. So you can see the visions of my memories. So forth and so on, past on future.
Wrong.
Money make a man, but my grind made me.
Really?
telling them why you mad. That's right.
Yeah.
I love it.
That
y'all be doing
like,
that thing.
That kind of put the finger on the topic for the night, too.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Doesn't it? Tell them why I'm mad. Get it together. That's why we're mad,
right.
Damn it. Cut it out. Stop it. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
This is why we mad.
Hey,
definitely.
This billionaire. This billionaire. I had a request.
Sure.
Is it possible by the end of the night I get here smoking and drinking?
Sure. Let me see. Let me see what's happening. Let's see. You know what? I'm gonna have to follow up with you with that one. To be honest with you. Reason being, and I apologize about that, is because I just came home in haste and just, you know, uploaded what I could upload to be prepared for the show.
Okay.
You know, so I will put it in rotation, and I will make sure that when you guys follow up with me, that I definitely will have more than what I had on tonight. On the show. And again, like I'm stressing to you guys, like I didn't know what to expect. I didn't think I would have such a good time and think you guys were so amazing. I thought
Word.
That this would be like a brief little conversation and then, okay, let's play their songs and then we get them out of here, you know, call it a night, you know, to be real about it, you know. But I actually regret now feeling that way and prejudging the situation because I would have made sure that I had more songs to, you know, put out there tonight.
Fuck,
so,
girl,
forgive me.
No doubt.
Yeah, definitely. Excuse me. And I'm really, really feeling the, you know, everything, the energy, everything. And I definitely look forward to what's to come for you guys. But, Billionaire, you didn't give out your, you know, your social networks and stuff of that nature.
Okay. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/ Philly Plates. That's Philly, P-H-I-L-L-Y, Plates, P-L-A-T-E-Z. You know what I mean? I got my government up there, you know, granting proof. So if y'all find me, make sure y'all add me. I don't really do Twitter like that. If you want to find me on YouTube, you know, put in Billionaire B, Young Preem, SV. I'll definitely pop up. Movie Makers, definitely pop up. But the actual link to my YouTube page is youtube.com/ Billionaire B Songs with a Z at the end of songs. Also on datpiff.com, you go on there, you type in Billionaire B, I'll pop up on there. I got my wave series going on, the first wave, the second wave. The third wave is definitely coming with Love, Death, and Roses. That's actually a poetry / song mixtape that I'm coming out with coming soon. I don't really have a date set yet, but y'all going to be crazy over that one. I got more mixtapes coming out too, but, you know, it's the year of the movie making, man. We here to make it happen, Miss V.
Definitely, and you guys are definitely getting a lot of love from, you know, the supporters of the Intune show and stuff like that. They definitely said they checked out the videos already, they seen them all, and they're like following, they're doing everything. They're impressed. They're on it. They said they're on it. Laugh out loud. They're on it. And they, you know, they definitely, you know, after playing the songs or whatever, they're like, I'm feeling it. Definitely, they love it. They're on the Intune page posting that they already viewed the video, you know, was looking for the video, was requesting the video. So a lot of good things is happening right now tonight. And I just want to give a shout-out to Fee Sexy Ma and, you know, T for just definitely being on the mission tonight and, you know, showing love to the movie makers like that. I definitely want to give a shout-out to G Brown, too, you know, the fiance, because she's holding it down in the chat room, too, making sure everybody know what's really good, you know. So I'm loving that, you know, the explanation marks, like 10 of them. And definitely putting it out there that that's her husband, you know, on the show. Definitely get him. That's, you know, she's letting it be known, you know. So, you know, we definitely, we have the supporters are like, okay, no doubt, we got you, we understand, you know. So She definitely let that be clear, and they definitely understand, you know. So I'm loving that, too. I'm definitely loving that. She says, laugh out loud, G. Brown.
I wanted to actually say, like, really, she's, like, the best thing that God could ever give me. You know, she holds me down through this music thing, even though that she don't like a lot of stuff that goes around, like, and that goes on, like, as far as female groupies and stuff. But she still holds me down, you know, no matter what. So she's a good girl.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, it is so amazing because I definitely want to do a show on that. Definitely. So, G. Brown, consider that. Consider coming on the show and definitely talking about that, because that's a big part of the foundation for any entertainer, the significant other, really being able to resonate with that, you know, the supporters. You know, I don't like to call people groupie. I think there's different classifications of women out there, just like men. And I think that everyone has their place, like the groupies, the fans, the stalkers, the murderers, the killers, you know, like all of that has its own little section. So it could be a person that's a fan and they just support your music, and it could be a person that's a groupie that's trying to give you booty and not really caring about the music. They just know that you're out there doing your thing. Mm-hmm.
My fault. Let me clear that up. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't mean it in no disrespectful type way, you know, as far as
that's fine.
But I'm actually talking about the females that know that I'm in a relationship and still is trying to cross that line, you know, is because they love me for more of who I am than what I am, and they can't respect the fact, you know, that I'm in a relationship and what I'm trying to stand for. So they constantly trying to, you know, cross that boundary. So I put them in the groupie category because that's what it basically is, you know, if you actually look at it. So, I just wanted to clear that up. I don't want, you know, females to think I'm out here calling them groupies because they like my music or they follow me or anything like that. I just want to clear that up, you know.
No, definitely. And I appreciate you, you know, backtracking on that a little bit, because it's not that I take anything really personal unless you're directing it towards me, but it's definitely something that I feel like it just has a category, you know, every woman has a category of their own, just like any relationship or any dealings with human beings have their own little space in life. And, you know, definitely I don't like to call people fans, groupies, none of that stuff. I just say family because, you know, if you treat people like family at the end of the day, they kind of adapt to that and know their place, you know, because family – know their place, some of them anyway, because I have a crazy family, so I don't know. You got to constantly beat them with sticks and belts to get them to be in position. But, you know, you definitely understand what I'm saying. You know, like, everyone has their thing, and I can't respect a woman that can't respect what you're putting out there. So, ladies, learn to be respectful. But when there are women out there that's, you know, really supporting just for the love of your style of music or your craft, definitely, you know, the significant other has to respect that as well. So, like I said, again, shout out to G. Brown. Shout out to, you know, T. Robinson for, you know, getting on these Twitter things, because she definitely had me typing, and I just did 14 hours of work typing, and I had to come home and type too. Definitely shout out to, you know, Fee Sexy Ma and stuff of that nature, because she says she's never a fan, she's always a supporter. So she just wanted to put that out there. And I definitely feel that as well, because, you know, I don't fan people pages because I'm your fan. I fan because I support everything that you do. It has nothing to do with a fan, you know, nothing at all, because I don't walk around with my head on a propeller. A fan is a propeller going around and around giving you air, you know what I mean? So definitely. So we got everyone's social networks out there, you know, we got to know you guys a little bit better. I'm definitely excited about, like, knowing you guys now and embracing it as family. You're going to have to tune in and even call in to support G. Brown, because G. Brown says she would definitely love to come on the show. So I'm going to hold her to that. I'm definitely going to have to hold her to that. Tell her. Exactly. It's like basketball-wise, right?
More like Love and Hip Hop.
Right.
Love it. Oh, that's a cute one. Oh, my God, I love that. I'm about to build that show tonight, Love and Hip Hop. I'm definitely G. Brown. Don't forget me now, girl. I'm serious about this. Don't make me stalk you, G. Brown, okay? She put laugh out loud.
She had no choice. She's with me, so, you know, I ain't gonna let her not keep up her word, you know?
Yeah, thank you so much for that. See, and that's amazing too. Supportive woman, supportive man, a great relationship. That's what I say. That's what I say. Forget about it. So she says she won't forget. So thank you, G Brown. You better not forget, because I'll become your stalker, and you would have thought she was the one making the music, right? And I'll be after her behind. So the supporters of the Intune show said they're definitely going to listen to that show with G Brown on it. So they're definitely looking forward to that one, because that would be interesting to get a woman's perspective of, you know, being on the opposite side, the receiving end of all of the stuff that's happening when it comes down to these ladies after you gentlemen.
Right.
Right? Wouldn't it be interesting to hear, you know, ladies' opinions on that?
Well, I would actually love to hear the woman's point of view, because, you know, they probably got a lot to say that they don't say to us. So that's what
exactly.
We can just, you know, be newsy and see what they got to say.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly my point. That's exactly my point. And I'm just really, like, tickled pink to think about that. So if you guys know any stalkers that y'all want to tell them, go hit up Miss P, because she's looking for stalkers and crazy people and groupies and whatever. Like, I'm looking for a mixture.
Right.
I'm looking for, like, you know how you have, like, mixed nuts? Like, I want that all in a bowl, okay?
And Tim Show going to turn into Jerry Springer. More.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. It's okay. We can have a little drama on this show once in a while, you know. I'm not trying to maintain that capacity, but at the same time, it's always good to have a little controversy and to definitely, you know, be real about your feelings, because that's where it starts. Like, being real within yourself is the first start of being real with somebody else. And that's just the, you know, bottom line to that. So give shout-outs, guys. Give shout-outs, you know. So the show's winding down. We're going to give some shout-outs, and, you know, we're going to give some love. And
I want to give a shout-out, you know, all the YouTube friends, all the Facebook friends, everybody that shows support. Ms. P, I want to give a shout-out to you. I want to give a good shout-out to, you know what I mean, my homegirl, Shah Mula. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout-out to my family, my new family. And I want to definitely give a shout-out to my team, man. Without y'all, none of this would be possible. All right.
Definitely. Okay, who's next?
You want to go for him? Go ahead.
Yeah, I get out there. Mm-hmm. I want to give a shout-out to, of course, you know, my two boys here on the phone, SV and Billy O. I want to give a shout-out to my whole Philadelphia, the whole Uptown section. That's the hood that we from. Free Dino, Free D-Moon. Shout-out to Sha. Shout-out to my girl. She's sitting here next to me listening. And shout-out to all the supporters. Anybody, if you ever listened to my music, liked my music, downloaded it, or if you just watch the video, if you did anything like that, you came to my shows, then I love you. You family to me. Shout out to the Intune show. Shout out to Miss P. Shout out to everybody supporting us and holding us down.
Definitely.
Okay. This is SV. First and foremost, I want to give you a shout out, Miss P, because without you, we wouldn't be on here right now.
Thank you.
I want to give a shout out to my team, Billy O. Actually, you know, AKA Billionaire B, you know, you go by a couple different names, but the whole Movie Makers, Young Cream, Sha Mula, my baby girl G, because I can't leave her out.
Definitely not. No. You don't want that to be on the show.
The whole Philly 215 Uptown, you know, I want to thank New York for showing me love. I want to thank God for letting me see another day, because, you know, everybody shouts out everybody and always forget about God, so I had to throw him in there.
Right.
You know, shout out to everybody that support me on Facebook, everybody that checks out my stuff on YouTube, everybody that downloads my music from thatpiff.com. Basically, I know it's a lot of people and I'm going to forget, so I just want to say, you know, shout outs to everybody. Basically, because I got too many people to name, and somebody gonna be like, "Oh, you left me out." So,
right. It's always good to keep it neutral. Like, I love you all. Good night. You know. Definitely, and I just want to give a shout out to you guys. You guys are young, ready, willing, and able, and I love that about you guys. I admire that fire in you. I definitely am here to support no matter what it is. I mean, as long as it's not like, hey, Miss P, cut your wrist and I can do it, then I'm definitely down with it. You guys are family now officially, so you guys are always welcome to follow up with me on the show about any upcoming projects, any events, anything that you got going on. Definitely take the time to follow back those that, you know, that followed you guys tonight. Like, give them a follow back. They wanted to make sure that I put that out there, so I have to do that or I'll get beat up, and y'all don't want that. Definitely, you know, stay in tune with me. Let's stay connected from this day forward. You know, let's just try to do what we can to empower and, you know, uplift each other from this day forward, because that's what Miss P is really about and why I do what I do, to see people like yourselves progress. You know, it's not really about me in my mind, because I can't sing, I can't dance, I have no talent in that aspect. But I do what I do because I see more in people, and I see that there's a lot of people out here that need an outlet and a way to express themselves on another level. So that's why I do what I do, for people like you. So I love you guys immensely. I love you too, G Brown. I love you too, Fema. And I love you too, T Robinson, and all of the supporters, because right now Miss P is hitting 4,200 listeners, and I'm loving it.
What?
And it's only going to get better. Oh. Yes, 4,200. You know, it's only going to get better from here. So stay in tune with me, as I'm going to stay in tune with the movie makers. Definitely.
Word.
Okay, guys. Thank you. So thank you again for taking the time on a Thursday evening to spend some time with Miss P on the Intune show. And definitely send me all the new music, all the new everything. I wanna be nosy. You know, let me see baby pictures. I wanna send baby presents. I wanna be connected. I wanna be family. Definitely. You know, blood brothers.
So you can check it out.
Yeah, I'm definitely about to make all of that happen. I'm about to check the videos. I'm about to subscribe to your, you know, everything. Everything is happening. This is how we grow, babes. This is how we grow. So definitely, this is what's happening right now, okay? Definitely. All right, so you guys have an awesome evening, okay? And enjoy the weekend that's coming. It's a long weekend. It's Martin Luther King Day. I told my job I'm not coming. I'm black.
I know.
I work on black holidays, okay?
Right.
That's definitely not happening, okay? It's true. So my boy, she understands. You know, I told her. I said it's not happening. So if you open, I'm closed, okay? So, and she's all good with that. So you guys, you know, like I said again, it's nothing but love. And, you know, let's stay in tune with each other, okay, and make things happen, powerful things, meaningful things. Like you guys said, paint the picture, paint the movie. I want to be in it with you guys. I love you. And I look forward to all that to come. Yay. Have a good night, guys. Bye, G Brown. All right,
good night.
All right, bye. Yeah, so those were the movie makers. It is just all so awesome. I mean, I loved it. I enjoyed myself tonight. I mean, I'm a little white. I'm not going to lie. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning, worked 14 hours, and then I'm still at it, getting it in with you guys. I want to just definitely take the time out, too, to just shout out again. I mean, I know I've been saying it throughout the show, you know, T. Robinson and Fee Sexy Ma, but I just have to really say that when it comes to my support system and stuff like that, I don't have sisters, and, you know, definitely I have my brothers, but you know how guys are. They're into their thing. But these two ladies, and also to Marilyn Robinson, you know, they always show love. We have been connected for, like, oh, my God, 15, 16 years, and it's been really, really awesome having these ladies in my life because, like I said, when it comes down to I need an ear for someone to listen to, or if I need someone to, like, you know, make me feel great, because, you know, Miss P gets down too, or if I just need basically someone to support, you know, they're there to support me even when I don't know they're supporting, me, and even when they don't think that it means anything to me or that I don't acknowledge the fact that they're supporting, definitely know that I know. And I love you ladies to death, and I'm here to the end with you ladies because you ride for Miss P. So thank you all once again for tuning in to the Intune show. I look forward to all that's to come with all of us as we stay united together. I'm definitely on air tomorrow, so check me out at 6 p.m. Love you all. Have a good night. And if you know, and one last thing before I let you guys know, go, excuse me, definitely starting a Uvu chat on Thursday nights also. So, you know, I want you guys to add us on Uvu under Precious CEO, and that's PRECIOUS CEO. And, you know, we're going to be talking about sex. We're going to be talking about drugs and alcohol. We're going to be talking about running into the wall and then running up to the ceiling. It's going to be an interesting night, and it's all about, you know, us adults coming together and talking about real topics. So definitely trying to put that together. I'm trying to get people to, you know, take this serious. And being that I found out that you could add 6 people at a time on Uvu, let's definitely start adding people together. Come up with this, like, this number of people that's definitely going to be committed to, like, being on Thursday nights. And let's just talk about real things, real life. And that's sex, okay? Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. But on a serious note, add me on Uvu. Let's talk. Let's figure out some things. Let's be adults about some things. I'll get with you babies later. This is Fly Guy for the ending of the show.
Hey, baby.
The number you have dialed.
What's going on? I just called to let you know I was thinking about you. And you're not picking up, so, you know, when you do get the time of the messages, you know, call me back. Got me thinking a little different, you know?
Complexion like city high,
city high.
And how sweet, look at the city high.
Oh,
it's taking on by, I want you here.
Yeah.
You everything to me, you the line to the bed. Short to the gate,
yeah.
Think about us like back in the day. On the back of the day, I was acting like a kid. I was really mature, trying to get a score in. Now I see the rain and it's pouring. Coming down on my face, and yeah, my heart is pacing. Thinking of you, time keep passing. Thinking of you. Check my inbox every day, no replies. I'ma keep you on my mind till the day I die.
Yeah.
Fly Guy by J Fitted, JB, and CR Bundy. Have a good night, guys.